there's still a bit of to and fro. You know, it's like with these transfers these days, it never seems to just be done quickly. I think that's ongoing, but I think it would be unfair of me to have him involved in the weekend, so he won't play.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Amavi's gone now as well. Would you still envisage one or two more outs if you could make that happen?
Well, obviously the future of McCormack and Tommy Elphick and Gary Gardner are on everybody's thoughts. You know, they all want to play football, and I can't offer them that. So, in that respect, but you know, in my experience of football, it's always something what comes on the blind side of you, where you have to make a decision. But certainly for those three in particular, then you know we've had a conversation, and if it's good for them and good for us, then we'll listen to it. If not, then we'll wait until after August and see where we are after that.
Mm-hmm. I know it's early days, but you've got a couple of habits you kind of need to break. One is take your chances because there's a dot point against Hull. And the other one, of course, is your away form, which is going to be started to the dress tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, if you're going to be successful and mount the challenge, then the two things have got to go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to score more often. Too often last year we relied on Codger. We haven't got Codger at the moment. However, you know, and also we have to improve away from home. And away from home really is a mentality. Mm. Is a mentality that we've got to improve. So we couldn't have wished for a more difficult one. If you ever got the championship, and this is what the championship is, then away to Cardiff is always going to be a test for anybody's resolve. So we'll have to be and match them of what they're going to give us. And let's hope there's a marked improvement on the previous years, because it's not just in my term in the 6-7 months. The last 2-3 years, the away form has been woeful.
Mm. I mean, Cardiff away last year was one of those games. Yeah. Away at the Rome. Was it too early to use it as a yardstick to see if you are?
I think it is too early. I think it's too early. Look, I do think we're better. The 2-3 lads we've brought in will certainly mentally make us tougher. Mm. That's for sure. So we'll have to roll our sleeves up and get stuck into it, and that's what the championship is. And last year, it's fair to say that we were found wanting too many times away from home, and that has to improve.
Mm-hmm. But you must also be encouraged. You found a way to get through against Colchester on a horrible night, and also at least you didn't lose against Hull.
No, I mean, look, there was many. Everybody's disappointed that we didn't win against Hull.
Yeah.
But let's be fair. They've just come out of the Premier League. They've got some good players. And we were close to blowing them away in the first half. The first half in particular, I was very, very pleased. Unfortunately, the second half, we fell off it a bit. And that's the disappointment, because you know we've set a really high standard for the first half, couldn't replicate it second. And there was going to be a time in the game when they were going to have some sort of possession. So in that respect, you know, yes, we're disappointed that we didn't get off to a win, but we've got off to a draw. We've got through in the cup. I'm delighted for some of the younger ones and some of the ones who needed a game. And there was a certain resilience. It was a horrible night. Mm. If there was going to be a test of resolve the other night, it was going to be that. The kids have stood up to it, and the lads who have come back through injury, they were up for the challenge as well. And ultimately, that's why we got through.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's the element that you're still missing two very key players, like Jedinak and Codger this year. So there's still a lot of settling into the season to do. How far away are you from being able to pick those?
Well, we hope that Jedinak is in the next week, 10 days, joining in with us. Codger's a difficult one because he's sore at the moment.
Right.
He's sore at the moment from the work we've put into him. And let's be fair, he's had a fracture. So we're going to have to be patient. You're right, arguably we're without last year's best players. So ideally you would like them back, but eventually they'll come back, and we've just got to be, this is what the championship is. You know, all of a sudden you're without three or four players very, very quickly. We are already, you know, Grealish is going to be out at least Christmas, Codger, and Jedinak. So, you know, already with one game gone, you know, we're still patching up and getting ready with injuries.
Steve, Wigan in the next round. Yeah, and Hull the first, now Wigan, another of your old teams. Funny how the game throws up these things.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm delighted that we're at home. You know, we had a problem the other day. We bus broke down. We didn't get back home until 4 o'clock. So we've had a long journey from Colchester, but look, we're at home. We couldn't ask for any more than that. And Wigan, as people know, I've managed them twice, and a club that I really, really think a lot of.
The new manager there is all Paul Cook.
Yeah, Cookie, yeah, great. And they've got a good start. Yeah. They've had a good start. They've won 2 out of 2, and it'll be a good game, that's for sure.
You mentioned earlier about your defence. You've tightened up the defence amazingly. Is it fair maybe to suggest that away from home, you might be even better with the initiative on the opponents to take the game to you? You might actually get better results away.
Well, look, whatever which way we do it, Tom, we've got to improve away from home. If we're going to mount a challenge, we can't be what we were last year in terms of gone to certain places, i.e. Cardiff last year. We went there and didn't do enough to win the game. And I think that's the overwhelming thing for me. Look, if you go there and you give it your all and you get beat, then okay, you can accept that. But the one thing I can't accept is you go there and you don't put your boots on. So we have to improve there. I will demand it. I think the people we've brought in will make us better and make us tougher, certainly, for what the championship is. Because if you don't have a certain toughness or mentality about you, then take away the ability. There were signs the other night, I seen it. The youngsters came in and did great. The last 20 minutes has got to be the youngest Aston Villa team that must have been for a long time. And all of these kids now are going to be essential to us. They're going to have a big part to play. You know, I can't go out and splash the cash. I think people understand that now. So we've got to have a sprinkling of youngsters coming through who are going to keep the first team on their toes. And certainly Callum O'Hare in particular. Calmer particular has done fantastically well.
You're going to Cardiff, and you know more than most what Neil Warnock. He'll be at them, and he'll be saying, last year you didn't allow him to play. And
well, it's amazing how you get stereotyped. You go a typical Neil Warnock team. Well, I'm hoping that Aston Villa will get to a Steve Bruce team, because we're edging towards it. I don't think I can quite say we're there yet, but we will. I'll get there in the finish. And give a team that, what you just said, a Neil Warnock team, where you have to play a certain way. And the same applies to me. We forgive flashes of skill, but the one thing you've got to do to play for Neil is put your boots on. They play in a certain way, they'll be direct, they'll up and at you. We know what's going to be a typical championship game and a typical Neil Warnock team. You know, they're big, strong, physical, set pieces, they're immense at. So all of them things make it for a difficult afternoon.
So you want teams on a Friday thinking we're in for a tough day at Villa?
Yeah, absolutely. We want exactly the same thing. We're absolutely. What you're asking me is what we've got to generate ourselves. Instead of this flimsy Aston Villa, we have to have a look about us which we're ready for the challenge of it.
Finally, you mentioned earlier a couple of players going out, and bearing in mind what has gone on here with Keith Wynas and Dr. Gier talking about players out, more out before you can get some in. Does that mean that you might be bringing others in because players are actually going out, freeing up money?
I think I've said many times, Tom, that you know we are under the restrictions of financial fair play, which is difficult. The club has spent a hell of a lot of money over the past couple of years. So I'm hoping that I can generate a little bit. I'm hoping there's a little bit in the coffers. I'll ask the question, of course. Because we have took in some decent money for Amavi, and of course Bakuna's on the edge. So I hope that generating that little bit of money will give me something that I can, you know, put back into the squad.
Do you know who you want?
Well, there's many I want, not necessarily I can afford them, but you know, it's a very difficult market as well.
How tough is it as a manager bringing players?
It's the toughest part now, because obviously the finances are huge. You know, and it trickles down everywhere.